praying that he's praying. So obviously, it seems that the door is not a change for the Sheikh of the Rambam, even though he mentioned it. So he mentioned it once, but he doesn't pass things that in a change he's talking for the Sheikh of the Rambam, because here he says, the implication being, even the extra tchum happens to be located near the thick edge of the normal, natural tchum. Because it's not Chetik with the Sheikh of the Rambam. Yes, what?
Is the Chetikah which we are permitting here, because it's different than Nekev, only a periphery cut? In other words, if it would cut all the way to the Challah, so it be resulted in a Nekev.
But if it would all the way to what?
If we would cut laterally through the organ, then there would be a Nekev at, you know.
No,
but if we did a periphery cut, then it would result in a Nekev.
1 second. If it's nitalk away, it's cut out completely. Nothing partial is left, the whole spleen is removed, then it's certainly partial. Even though, by removing the whole spleen, you also remove the thick edge. But, if it is nika, not nechda, the thick edge, so then there's a difference whether it's nika, the thin edge or the thick edge. Suppose it's nechda, and not removed completely. You just cut off a piece.
Wait
1 second, whether a small piece or a big piece, if you don't remove the whole spleen, just a piece of it, whether a big piece or a small piece, then it's still an inclusion in the body. It doesn't make any difference whether how you cut off a piece. As long as you cut off a piece and you don't cut out the whole thing, so according to the second motion, it's kosher, according to the first motion, the more it's right.
And the question I have is whether the chetika results in a piercing through to the challah. You could cut periphery from the...
second, that's the two days. Whether, according to the first portion, so whenever you don't cut out the whole spleen, but just a piece of the spleen, a big piece or a small piece, it has a din of nikah. And according to the second portion, it does not have a din of nikah. Nikah means that there is an echo. But if you cut off, it doesn't make any difference how you cut off. If you cut off a piece, that's not nika. That's the machlike between the two chains. Alright, now. But nika full shale. At full day Sheikh Adova Shimi Daki to Yas Awashi, like the tip of the tongue. The edge that is relatively thick. In Nikab the ratio of Nekab the foolish eight. In Nikab Nekab Shemi the foolish. In Nisha Dakta Kuru the Nazov, Muta. Pocket Nikanarem to foolish eight. I will Nikab a dark shale. But when Nekab will look in a dark, is shale. Well, so it's smash. Look what the Shach says. It's his name. Pirish, in Mokim Adak, Lisa Mistadol Hatzi, Nechta Hindita, Komash Nach Lohet Shev, Abu Mokim Moab, Ike Fukte Min Aposki, in Nechta Trev, the two chains of Gemore, we das am Chaber Vagab, we don't trev, even though he doesn't spell it out. You see, the two mentions two days. One day the two is, like the second motion, that Nechta Hindita Min Mokim Moab, in the thick edge, so it's Shev. The second motion that goes on, she came in, that it is something. The Mechaba doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it's mashma from the Pashtas Awashi, that Mechaba passes, that if it's Nechta, we walk him out, so Mechaba and Amor passes, if it's Nechta, we walk him out, so there it's Chet. I'm sorry, if it's Nechta, we walk him out, so it's Chet. Because the Rambo says here, Bakun Nechta Bimokim Adak Sheo. So he says, Bakun Nechta Bimokim Adak, thus implying, Tafu Nechta Bimokim Adak, because Nika Bimokim Adak is Sheo. But Nechta Bimokim Ob, where Nika Bimokim Ob is Trevo, so Nechta Bimokim Ob is also Trevo. Nikrio Adho, Oy Nimuko, Oy Rokso Vishino Boso, Dineke Nikrio. So it all depends. In other words, suppose it was torn. It wasn't nechta. I mean, it wasn't removed, but it was just torn. Or it was crushed. Or it was bruised. Yishinu bosom. So if you look in Yitro, so if you look in Ra'ab, so it's free. If you look in Hadar, it's Sheol. The Chayim called look in Shabbos Sagar, the Mirka. If it's decaying, so there's the same being in the Kinnika. Remind Yitro, suppose there is water in the spring. After a whole is holy, in a bigos or something, sleep of Sheol and discussion. Yes, we should go some. She, call my shadow to careless, call so. The word is, in other words, only that part of the skin that is attached to the woman. So that is called the mokima. Who begin as all we have been a shiure, when we call mokim dira shiu pochet mokhatsuri. Nitzu shnei tchum sheo, ba'apiru dvukim zelo zeh. Bitaro, in other words, we are not the Mechaba Paschus, we are not chetish for the Shitte of the Rambam. But then, Yesh Machmiri, in Nimzok in Yitru, Bitaro. In other words, the Rambam is chetish for the Shitte of the Rambam. That Kol Yesach and Lotham does not imply just the Halacha, that an additional Eber is considered as the Eber of the Nisim. If that is in the Alohes, so here the Eber of the Nisim, so it's Sheol. So in addition of Tchuk, it will be Matter Eber. But, as the Rambam says, that Kol Yeser, Kiriru, Nitao, Nikeimei, Yachad, Nikeimei, Amchuda. So in other words, so then it depends. So if the additional spring happens to be located near the thick edge, oh, the natural spring, so there it would be faithful. So the Rambo, the Mechaber is not Cheshit Shilas Rambam, and the Rambo is Cheshit Shilas Rambam. We take Mahachma, in Moim Mok Mesmo, Tchuloi Ogun Karnovo, in Yudim Shom Meimo, in the Kikochi Amakim Pesoke. Because since it's Ogun Karnovo, so there is no difference from the one age to the other, it's Rambam. So the question is, does the whole Tchuloi have the status of Mokim Abu Leino, or the whole Tchuloi has the status of Mokim Adakim Leino? So we ask that the whole Tchuloi has the same status as the Mokim Adakim Leino. Now, the next scene deals with points.
The passage suggests because of the second lashon in the previous siman that when you were cutting away the yisera, there would be a nekev in the original organ, and since it's a makam av,
there's a third chicken from the second lashon. There's the sheet of
the Rashba.
The Rashba chicken is not even mentioned by the Torah. It's mentioned by the Mesiosa.
But could that be the reason?
For that chicken, we're not chayshish. For that sheet we are not chetish. Even the Rambo is only chetish for the sheet of the Rambam, not for the sheet of the Rashba. The sheet of the Rashba, because even the Rashba himself was not, did not pass the Maise in the composition. All right. Now, about Floyd's. So the Mishnah says, Nital Hatcho, Nitu Akloyd's, Nitro Akatakhto, Nitro Angel, Uchusot in Shamayim, all these items are mentioned among the Kshirin Bebeim. So, among the things that are mentioned as Kshirin Bebeim, one of the things is Nitro Akroes. In other words, if God glories for Shalabi, it doesn't say Nitro Akroes. But Nitro Akroes, even both kidneys were taken out, it's still jail, it's not right. Now of course, the question arises, all right, since there are two categories of faith, one faith is a faith that is grounded exclusively in the law from the Sinai, whether it is higher or not higher, that's not the essential faith. And the other category of faith, according to the Rambam, certainly, so is based upon the fact that it's Nidalomus. It's Nidalomus, and there is no possibility of the cure. And we said in the Shia that not only the Rambam is the cheating, but even Rabbi Tam is the cheating, even Ramban is the cheating. So it's not just the Shiva Rambam. The Tzip says, that's the Shiva Rambam, the Ramban is chilek. But we said, no, there is no raya from the Ramban, the Ramban is chilek. The Ramban mentions that in connection with Tzumas Agidim, because by Tzumas Agidim is to Rishayne, so we said the same pshat in the same sheet in the Rambam wrote, that they are two categories. So the question arises, if we say, and that appears to be the sheet of Moses Rishayne, that we have two categories of training. One training is grounded in our formation in Sinai. The other training is grounded in the Romans. So the question is, Bishlaine in so far as the category of greatness that are grounded in our formation in Sinai is concerned. So Nidlatois is not included in the training of our formation in Sinai. But there is another category of training of later Romans. So they should be treated because of the Romans. So it's a value of this Mishnah that there is, on a theoretical level, there is a cure. We don't know the cure, but there is a cure. There is a cure. Now, the question is, it was mentioned in connection with Midrachians, because in respect to Midrachians, so the Rambam says that Nikolachirendeh is trainable. Why? Not because of the place of Al-Khazim Sinai, but because of Nikolos. But Eimon Lehensim Talpeh Veshemon Chachomenu. So he's not lazy, because the Mishnah implies by mentioning Nikolachirendeh, so it's a shame. It does imply that to Lechirendeh, but Lechirendeh is trainable. But not on the basis of the place of Al-Khazim Sinai, but on the basis of the greatness, on the basis of the greatness of Beit Olamos, the Torah is chilek, and the Torah says, "Eitan Leitzi al Mashemun Chachamenu," and it's not that the Torah is chilek and the other type of greatness of Beit Olamos. No, the Torah also agrees with that. But since Eitan Leitzi al Mashemun Chachamenu, so. And since the Gemara doesn't mention that Reiter, and he says that the pshat in the Mishnah of Nikolach Atachtei is not just Nikolach Atachtei Sheho, Ho, Lechi Elie Treipo, but even Lechi Atachtei Sheho, needless to mention Lechi Elie. So it's a raya that Nikolach Atachtei is not Treipo even on the score of Ho, or Nidolomus. But how can it live? So the answer is, there is theoretically a possibility for it to live. How is it possible? In other words, it will make an artificial plastic regularity. So the Mela, as long as there is a cure, even though the possibility of the cure is through a surgical method, not through a therapeutic method, but through a surgical method. So it cannot be painful on the score of the dogs. When can be a trip on the score of the dogs? When there is no possibility of a cure, whether therapeutically or surgically, there is no possibility of a cure. Mashenki, there is a possibility of a cure, it cannot. So that's the business why the Torah says that Nidolachirelli is not a trip, but the Rambam says it is a trip. So obviously, according to the Rambam, there is no possibility of a cure. New pathology. So then, according to the Rambam, we'll have to say that Nitrochelin is more of an Nitrochelin than Nitrochelin. Why? So, it was mentioned that there is a possibility to explain it in two ways. Either that according to the Rambam, so by Nitrochelin, there is no possibility of a cure, even through a surgical method, even by installing a plastic, an artificial lechirelie, it's still not possible to cure the lechirelie. So that's why lechirelie is trained by the score of the drums, whereas lechirelie, there is a possibility of curing the behavior of an aging behavior to live by transplanting an artificial kidney. So doctors are doing it. I mean, so far, then they're not able to prolong the life for more than 3 years. I mean, that's what they pray. But in due course, it will be possible through a transplant to enable the behavior to live a normal span of life, not just to prolong it for 3 years. But then we have to say that the reason is why nitroglycerin is not a traitor. Nitroglycerin is not a traitor, whereas nitroglycerin is a traitor, because by vis-a-vis nitroglycerin, it is possible for the behavior to live through a transplant. Whereas by nitroglycerin, it's not possible. We'll have to say that now. Whereas, according to the tool, so it's possible to enable the behavior to live by nitroglycerin also through a transplant of a glycerin. So then we'll have to say that there is a machlokes in mitzvos between the Torah and the Rambam. Or it's possible to say that in a case where the behavior cannot be made to live through a therapeutic method, but only through a surgical method, through a transplant, so there, that doesn't take out the behavior from the laws. Later on, when does a certain cure take out the behavior from the category of later on, in therapeutic means, there is a possibility for the behavior to live. But therapeutically, it's impossible. But only surgically. Surgically means putting kadoshes. You install a new aver. A new aver. So it doesn't take out the behavior from the category of the norms. Now, so then you'll be able to say that the Rambam and the two are not chilling an idea of mitzvahs. They are only chilling an idea. In other words, that instead we could say that according to the Rambam and according to the Torah, so by nitroglycerin through transplant, it is possible for the behavior to live. But there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah and the Din. In other words, according to the Rambam, so even if you can enable the behavior to live through a surgical method, but if therapeutically it's impossible for the behavior to live, to survive therapeutically, only surgically, so there it's considered being anomalous, and it's right, and the torture is as long as there is a surgical cure, even though there is no therapeutic cure, so the behavior is taken out from the category of anomalous. And the reason is why. And the reason is why, according to the Rambam, by nitroglycerin is shameful, but when there is only surgical cure, so then it doesn't take out the behavior from nitroglycerin, because by nitroglycerin, so therapeutically, there is a therapeutic cure, we don't know it. Maybe there is a certain kind of medication that will enable the behavior to live the normal span of life, even without the transplant. Even without. So there are two ways of explaining it. But that we have to say, that by nitroglycerin, there is a possibility of a cure. Whether the cure is therapeutic or the cure is surgical, there is a possibility of a cure. Now, there is one shift from the shape, and that's the Rav Amiel. And then the Rav Amiel, because Dr. Nelson, he was very bothered by this deed of nitroglycerin, and so he says, that when the Mishnah says Nitro Hakloyes, so the Mishnah means if one kidney was removed, not two. So why do you say Nitro Hakloyes? So sometimes we can use the plural sense even for a single thing. Because, you know, Kloyes is a term Goyis is a term that can designate one kidney and can designate both kidneys, but only in the case where one kidney was removed. But if both kidneys are removed, so Dr. Snelson says that then the baby is painful. Now Dr. Snelson didn't know of the Tzivskide Shamim, that there are two categories of painful, but he assumed that if it's, he just assumed, without knowing the disease, so he assumed that if it's impossible for the Nehemiah to live, so there, the Nehemiah has to be a trait. Because apparently he assumed that all traitors are grounded in eight levels. I mean, this is not so. So that's why he said, now, that Dr. Pitsenelson is certainly incapable of overruling, I mean, the Psalmish Hanoch and all the Shaykhs, I mean, because from all the Shaykhs it appears that even if both kidneys are removed, so the behavior is still not the same. But I did find one Shaykhs of the Shaykhs that limits the meaning of Yitzhak Royis as being Shaykhs, and that's the meal. The meal is means that when we say Yitzhak Royis, if both kidneys are removed, so the Hebrew is not a trifor. That's only the Shomayim. And the Hebrew was born. And the Hebrew was born without any kids. Without any kids. But in the Shomayim, the Hebrew was born with kids. And then the kidneys were taken out, then the sheet of the meal is a physical. Only if it was born without it. Now, we have statistics in human beings. We have no statistics in babies, but in human beings, there are a number of children who were born without any kidney. And these children were able to live for a few months without any kidney. They were born without any kidney, and they were able to live for a few months. So, why does the Gemara have such a shita? Oh, I mean, the Gemara doesn't make any distinction. It doesn't make any distinction between the case where the two kidneys were removed from the other, or the behavior was born without it. Apparently, he was also bothered because how can the behavior live without kidneys? So, and it appeared to the mirror, it appeared to the mirror that even with therapy, it will not be possible for a behavior to live without kidneys. But at all, the kidney fulfills certain basic functions. So without any kidneys, so what will take over the functions of the kidney? Of the kidney. So because of that, the meal came to the conclusion, no. The Gemara doesn't mention it. So because of that, the meal came to the conclusion that when the Mishnah mentions Nitro Akroyes as one of the items that is Kheor, so the Mishnah means Nitro Akroyes that it was born that way. Now, if it was born that way, so the fact that the Hebrew is born that way, so then maybe there is something in the organism that is taking over the functions of the kidney if it is born that way. Mashenke, if it's not born that way, and then the kidneys are taken out, so then there is nothing in the organism to take over the functions of the kidney, so then it's right. But the chitta of the meal is not mentioned by any one of the posts. Not only the Mechavad Ramah, the Shach, the Taz, not even, I didn't see that even the Dati Chuvah, which is a liquid of all kinds of chittas, of Achreinim, so should mention it. I mean, I didn't go over the Dati Chuvah thoroughly, I mean, I couldn't be sure, but I took a cursory glance or the Dati Chuvah has faith, and I didn't see that even the Dati Chuvah should mention such a shita. But this is the shita of the year. What is it?
The Shah, the Taz, and the year of their pride.
No, they certainly did not in it. They certainly did not in it. Dr. Chube didn't send them here either. Yesh Mifoshi, that's that Kupites, and the Mora Daphne, the Yesh Mifoshi, our the other. In other words, Haile, the Afi Mitu our the other Psheo. Psheo. So, then the Mir says, the Eni Mir Elohim. In other words, when both kings were removed to the other, so then we can have it. Now the one who has a goyis, so yes, the kasher, there is a steer. So this, it's not safe. The one who has a goyis is but I'm one who is, I don't know who he is, I don't know. So he says, yes, we hear it, steer a mizer ma sheh. She kosa kriyo, u shenech kuk sheyo, v'ani liyodo, but I think that there is no spirit. Over there when he says that Jinnah and Sheol is reference to the kings who are one kidney was Mehmer. Then it's certainly not there. It's almost something there. There are so many people who live in normal span of life with one kidney. There are so many, I myself know, a number of people, I mean, who live in normal span of life with one kidney. And he says, but, and here when he says, in Yer Lotovikach, he is reference to the kings, we're both kidneys wrong. Alright. But it's not mentioned by any one of the possible. This should have been.
Only today, if you know the teeth of the closest order,
what?
That the first five man will have a father. It was removed by the human being, by surgical methods. So that, of course, here is the trade for the
first all. The trade is
for
both of you, to be known to him? Well, I don't know. It all depends to whom it will be presented.
Well,
the Shia.
Well, you should have mentioned
the Shia
calling
abroad for
Horizon,
for Moses,
for Jesus,
yeah. Yes,
if I'll
never Shia last, yeah, I do.
So,
I didn't find
it is.
Of course. I don't know. It all depends, I mean, to whom it will be presented. To whom it will be presented, these things, I mean, you know, many rabbonim, so when they ask them a certain shaila that according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo, I mean, the Mechaber, the Ramo, the Shah, the Taz, the Gro, he saw some of the rights and still build the pastor, he couldn't, it all depends who he asked. Couldn't say, I don't think that such a shaila will come up, because it's very unlikely such a shaila will come up, because the fact is, the doctors today don't know the cure. So how would it be possible, I mean, you see, such a child will come up that the doctors don't know any cure, unless, let's say, a doctor removed both kidneys, and then he was sheikhed half an hour later. So the melee, so he was able to live for half an hour. But so it's very unlikely that such a child should come up today. All right. Now the two, Simon and Dabo. Nitu hakoyis kshayo. Hilkach inimso. Inimso gimu kshayo. Vichay, why? Because kol yesa kenotu dome. Kol yesa kenotu dome. But notu is also kshayo. Vichay mi nikbo yichosu. Afilu. Igiya chisorin v'aneker ad ha-leven is kshev. Leven, that's the highway. The highway, that's really the place of the pelvis in the kidney. So inikvo yichosvo, even if the chisorin is the place, the chisorin or the neker is in the place of the highway of the pelvis, in the kidney, so it's also kshel. Vim hei lei mayim zakim kshel. Avolim machurim oyafilu zakim yischuchim freyim. Now all this is mentioned in the Gemara. Lokso, afilu beachot mehen freyim. So, Beizeu Lokum, what is considered Lokum? Loks of the Chulye? Koshen Smasmei Saboso. Achi Yechis of the Mitzose, Nismasmei Svimei. So, that is, if it is so injured, the kidney, that when you start manipulating the kidney, hold on to it, to take a hold of it, so then it will start to crumble. Pieces will break off. I mean, if it has deteriorated to such an extent, then it's right. The Rushi Yadiya Haruku, Umayim Achubin Aoleven, Sheboi. When we say that Loks of the Chulye is faithful, or if it has ill smelling, putrid, pus, so then it's faithful only if the putrid pus, the putrid or the turbid pus is, you see, there are two situations. In other words, if it is putrid, in other words, it's ill smelling, even though it's transparent, sometimes the pus might be very transparent. You can look through it, but it's ill smelling. And sometimes it might not be ill smelling at all. Maybe it's even has, it might even have a pleasant taste, but it's turbid, it's achur, and it's clouded. You know, it's not transparent. So in either case, it's considered trade. So the Hushi Akira Haliku Maima Huri Alalevish, only if the putrid or the turbid pus reaches the portion of the kidney, the higher portion, that's where the pelvis is, But suppose the putrid pus or the turbid pus, the turbid water in the kidney is not in the higher portion, in the pelvic portion of the kidney, then it's nothing. Kulyo sheikhtino, trait. Vichamotakhtin, that's also a gemot. Dakhtin hei. Vichamotakhtin vichitore vichamotako ad kipur. Upul vichlau. If it shrinks so much, the kidney, that it's only, it only has the size of the being, so then it's trait. Yes, I'm calm, but he will be trained. But it's larger than the size of the being, then it's killed. Will be got that's in the name of will be got so at Kamova Venus. An average weight. The doctor is she Dino Mahmashil. I will be Tano Vitil Daso Chill. When we say that it must have a minimum size, Gaso, Noko, Bidako, Kippur, like a bean. So that is only if it is Mahmasrei because of the sickness it shrank. So then it must have the minimum size. But if it didn't shrink Mahmasrei sickness, it didn't sink Mahmasrei sickness then. If it didn't sink Mahmasrei sickness, so it shrank, she was born that way, so then it's changed. Now, how do we know whether the shrinkage was congenital, I mean it was born that way, or it was Mahmas sickness? We can, the doctor can recognize it when he looks at it. And he sees it shrunk, so he can determine as whether he shrank because of his sickness or it was born there. Kosa Balito, Mistabre the Raven Bikulia Lakusi. In other words, besides putrid or turbid pus, so in Matri, the Kulia, the kidney. So, if there is an injury, if there is a certain kind of an injury in the hilum portion, in the pelvic portion, which is also pain, without any pus. So, So the Balito says, if it looks white, so it's also considered like lakusei bechulia. Not only if it's bruised, if it was sharp. Let's say, if it was bruised, sharp in the pelvic portion, so it's lakusei flavor. Even if there is a shira amare and it's completely white in the pelvic portion, in the higher portion of the kidney, it's also lakusei, it's considered flavor. The whole shira amare pesel, ואם ירוקי כשם, כל סבר השבוע, יש נפילי המירים שהירו שאינטריפיס בכל ישרים, אף על פי שישרודי ולעשר כבר הירה זאת. כבר הירה זאת. So he says, the Rashbo says that there are some very American who pass things that there is no treifes because of it. In other words, because the kudish of the himo, the outreifes. In other words, nitwa kudye is not treifes. But loks of the kudye, or if in the higher portion, so of the kudye, or let's say testos, or there is a shilumare in the kudye, so it's treifes. So there are certain treifes in the kudye. That's only in the himo, in the chayo. But not enough. Why not? So look what the Yosef says, the third line. Kosova Rashbo. Yes, the Amir Shayr Shintri Khunishway, the Tirasabait, Bamir Azwe who are Rambam, she Kosa the Shudhes, Shite. Treife shebecholye shebetchol lemono shabi beimo kidei shiye kinek dobei ufichoch venos becholye shikino shio beim yichos apogo shechei niski marim uvel ukire shatam lifi shekul yesuei. Why does the Rambam say that there is no treife of kulye beim? Why? So, the Tzodogo explains it. With Shekulia Soei, it's more in the answer. It's all deposited in both. The Nagim Shomri Bimai, the Eim Shum Treifes Neibre, the Rochel in the Hachmir for Yetzir Meiru in Nita Vnecha. In view of the fact that Nita Vakloye is not that, but on the rocks of the Chulia, Loks of the Chulye, so why is Loks of the Chulye more humble than Nikolakloyes? The answer is, because Nikolakloyes you have no problem with it. So the only problem is, it's something has to fulfill the function of the Chulye. So, on a theoretical level, something could take over the function. Doctors don't know how it should be done, so they don't know. But on a theoretical level, it's possible for some other organ to take it over, either for some other organ to take it over by making a transplant, so it's all another organ. That depends upon the two possible shots. So, that's only shayer, if it is nitawa kloyes. So then it's not rainfall because something else, some other organ, either a natural organ that exists in the rainfall, without it, to be made to take over the function of the kidney or to a transplant, so the transplanted organ will take over the function of the kidney. If it's injured, if it's lost, so then the infection, the sickness might spread to the other organs, so then it will be a little obvious. So that's only shayach in the hemo, where it's not deposited in the bone. Mashein came in the north. So the kidney of the north is deposited in the bone tissue. So mele, and since nitrakloes is not rainfall, so mele, even loks of the chulye could not be more homo than nitrakloes, because it couldn't spread to the other organs by birth due to the fact that it's deposited in bone tissue. This is what he said. The Hemsgur in the Etzel, the Magim Shom Nimali, the Hemsgur in the Etzel, You can see from that, I mean, Dogo was not a doctor, but still, he explained that, that she is unbound in medical terms. It's a medical explanation. All right. Now the Mahara. Atroi Sheo, Vitiho, Nibreis, Vihuli Achas, or Vikimu Huli Esk Sheo. I mean, this is Dr. Katanelson was one of the doctors who really learned, you know, in his young days. The other doctors who wrote about how poor the Talmud, so they were not learning, they were not knowledgeable. Roy was a Goyim. All his ideas, you know, he got from Rav Levin. And it seems to me that Rav Levin did not, was not very successful, you know, in making Dr. Bowman into a real army. But anyway, but in the others, I mean, the others were not a real army, even Dr. Perlman, Moshe Perlman. So, was not a real army. But Dr. Katznelson, I was told that he was a very good Talmud to tell us in the old days, he was a Talmud of Kavreza Telza, and Kavreza Telza was Mechavit. So he was really Yadki. He's the only one of the doctors who wrote about Talmud of Hochmas or Poor who knew. So he has a view from the Russian of the Mechavit. But still, I mean, I don't think that this is what Mechavit meant. Why did the Mechaber formulate it that way? It's really remarkable. But it's inconceivable that that should be the Shita of the Mechaber. If that had been the Shita of the Mechaber, that only when one kidney is removed, so it's Sheol. But if both kidneys are removed, it's very poor. I mean, or even both, without any kidneys, it's very poor. I mean, such a thing is that the Chabad certainly gets called out. Not to mention it, I mean, but the Rosh is remarkable. Nitu hat roiz kseo. So that's the Rosh Hamish. And then he says, Lifiho chi nibreiz dikul yachas, oi dikimu kroiz kseo. Right, so he should have said, Lifiho chi nibreiz dikul yachas, oi dikimu kroiz kseo. Why don't you say, Lifiho chi nibreiz dikul yachas? I mean, it's a remarkable expression. I think that it's inconceivable that the Mechaber should agree to such a chiddush without throwing it out. I mean, this is such a striking chiddush. Because Pashtus HaLoshin of the Mishneh, of Yitlach Noi, is Moshe Rabbi. All right, he says that since they are always true, so Mele, according to Hebrew grammar, so you can use the plural sense even for one. Even for one, that might be true. But the Mechaber is definitely the Mechaber Shita. He would have spelled it out, and he doesn't spell it out. So why does he say, Lefichoch in Yivre is Bechuli Achaz, or Yivim Ukroi is Sheot? So the answer is, because the Mechaber knew very well that on a practical level, so it's impossible for a behemoth, for a human being, in the Mechaber days, and unfortunately even nowadays, so it's impossible for even for a human being to live, to survive without even one kid. So melee, the Mechaber doesn't want to mention something that is so unusual and unrealistic. So melee, but the Mishneh comes in the deep. Nitroach Roiz Sheo. That's the deal. Even if it would be possible, when a discovery will be made, how to enable some other organ to take over the functions of the kidneys. So it will still be Sheo. But when he has to mention an example, so he has to mention a realistic example, not something that is not realistic, because today, under the circumstances of today, it's impossible to visualize such a case where a behemoth will be nishchat, and then we'll find that the behemoth did not have a single kid. So that's why he says, "If you have a new yachat, or you do a boy shell, you can't even meet what a kuyah, or yachat, a few advocates, chitz shell, chitz is the highest, is the pelvic portion. Look to a kuyah." In other words, suppose somebody cut with a knife, so he can be healed like Lokshakul. In other words, that does not mean, I think that, let's say, suppose a surgeon will perform an operation and he'll cut with a certain kind of knife that is used in surgery, so then it will become a Zedin of Hamor. In other words, then it's not a makas. He says makas chareti. It's not done medically, you know, and under controlled circumstances, you know, in a therapeutic way. So there, as long as the makas chareti doesn't mean that we saw, it means, I mean, any night, if it's not done in a therapeutic way, so it's dinei kolok zachut. Yechayim yitzei zechul yorecho, apot yishayim eschucho, or yishayim tzepo, in other words, so it's one of two ways. If it is reich of pus, even though it's not your smell, and even though it's not turbid, achur and cloudy, but as long as it's pus, so then it's reich anyway, if it is in the pelvic portion. But if it is just my water, then it depends. Whether it's a kuhin or schuchin, or it's clear and it's not ill smelling. The white portion, that means the higher portion, the colder portion. I will need to go my zaki, clear and transparent and pleasant water, so it's hail. A few in real relationship, they are people need to have my zaki. We shall cook his tano, the hulye, his kosher. Even if the mayim zakim were found in the capsule of the hulye, he is also kosher. The mitzvah of the dam, you know, kemari. The mitzvah of the mayim, shemari emra, abo, lo yhoyu, obi, yahurin, or marayim, kirkume, like saffron, kemari hadbash, like the mare of honey, shale. The yeshi shale.
When we talked about the shooting of the animal to render it weak so that it could be done. So what kind of mayim would we find in the koyim?
The pelvic portion, so to say.
But so they were such good shots they could hit it without hitting the pelvic region.
Suppose the lacus region was only in the pelvic portion and the rest of the kidney is untouched, it's also free. In other words, if the pelvic portion, that is the crucial portion, if the lacus overtakes, if the lacus of the chulia overtakes the pelvic portion, the higher portion, so again it's free. Needs of the chulia are one chair. I mean, this is something very common. In other words, if there are stones in the kidney, so then it's chair. Chulia she is not chair. The hammer dictum is the dog, the medaco, the bull, ופוב יכואו חייפו, ובגעת שעד כאן לא בבינים, ואני לא בבינות חייפו, ידעתי שאם המחס חיירי, אבו במוצות קטן לו, וגם לא סוף שאירו, ואיך היה דין היה במחס חיירי, אוי, איך הדינות שעקרו, ואני אומר, so the two just say, it's possible to return. I mean, one has to be an expert, not that the person will be able. So he said, so how can we determine it? How can an expert determine whether it's Mahmas Khairi? Or it was born that way? Many times it's impossible to determine. So he said, I hadinon shakum shalo kabul, if we see that the member is a little shrunk, contracted, so we give it to Hashem Mahmas Khairi. He may come. But in the best way, it's not confessed in any way. It's not strong. There is no shrinkage in the membrane. The membrane is completely, you know, distended. I mean, no shrinkage or contraction. In the membrane of the kidney, there is also in the skulye, muchemilse, shenitchilas gliyoso hoitzokahukshen. In other words, if the membrane of the kidney is completely distended, and no shrinkage whatsoever. So then it's an idea that the behemoth was born that way, with the very tiny, small kid. Yei shi shekosa, shech shom gulituak lo yitz ksheiro, haine kishenit lo biyad, o yitishenit reizka, avo yitit lo al vichayri. Now that's not avo yitit lo al vichayri, kim yun she, שיקטינו, ויפוח את מחישיו כבר נעשו, ואיך פעם זה לא יחשבו, כשגופן יחל את זויום, נאמי. So, there is שיטה, I mean, that's mentioned in the name of the right. So the right would say, that's something else, entirely different than the sheet of the year. And this right chicken is, that when we say, ויפוח את מחישיו, כשגופן יחל So it's only when it was removed by a surgeon, or it was born that way. So in Melee, there was no one moment when there was a kidney, but a very small kidney, less than an oval, less than a foot. Because if it was taken out by a surgeon, so either the whole kidney was there, or nothing was there. So there was no one moment when there was a very small kidney, less than the minimum size, let's say an oval or kidney. Masha'inke in the kidney, disappear, al-dekhayri, or, let's say, first, he was reduced in size, and then when a very tiny little bit of the kidney was left, so then the surgeon was called and he cut it out completely. So Mary, in such a case, has to be grateful, because at one point in time there was a kidney and it was less than the minimum size, less than an oval, less than a foot. So at that moment it became, suppose he shared the nest at that moment. So what would be the psalm? That he's grateful. So, the fact that the Shaila was tasked at that moment, and the Shaila was presented only much later, let's say, half a year later, when the whole kidney disappeared, or the whole kidney was taken out. But since we know now that at one time in the past, there was a little bit of the kidney, less than the minimum size, so in many ways, we should be declared as right. ואיך תאזו להכשירו כשקומו לחלש רוב ופיזה צורך מפני that seems to be very mistaken ופיזה צורך מפני כמעטית שלהם מורי חילב ניקה שזה תחילת מיוסו וקשירו וניצו שם חולו ומוקים רי ניקה שהודו לו קרוי וזו שמור פופי in other words, there is a way of determining as to whether it was born that way with the very with no kidney, or it disappeared gradually out of the hill. So in other words, how can we determine in the kishore, is more chilek, has a lot of fat. So then it's ikar, then it's ikar, she said, chilek miyosho, who chayo. But the mitzvah shall hollow is not in range, so why is there a hollow, a cavity, you know, empty space? Because originally, when the baby was born, there was a chayo. And then it disintegrated and betrayed so much from the mainland, there is a hollow development. I should be afraid. In Hoyo Gibu Kunis and Ensir, the Kino Ayusayas, the Mishao Shtai to Hosom, the Kino Shem, Nature Shigotam, the Raven Kuru Akuti, the Hoshi Nomare Peso, Kunis and Gimo Kuro in the Sos of Shayo, and praises the Kurdish Shalom. Now, Simen Memei. Nitro Ein Shavlad Muna Bokshel. That's also mentioned in the Mishnah. Daf Mundao. In the Mishnah Daf Mundao. So the moment the Makkah, the Kakshel, the Beimo, so he's mentioned, Nitro Akhol, Nitro Akhoyes, Nitro Akhatachte, Nitro Ein Shalom, the uterus was taken out from the Beimo, so it's Shel. Nitro Ein Shavlad Muna Bokshel. Nitra, now, there is a machlok v'shem. That's a Mishnah Mufarashas. If the uterus was removed, then it's definitely v'shem. There is no doubt. Suppose the urinary bladder was not the uterus, but the urinary bladder, so most v'shem say that the removal of the urinary bladder is not any more humble. Is not any more humble than Nita or Eishol. And then, but the Rabboni, I mean, what the Rach says that only Nito Reim Shalom is faithful, but it's Sheol, but the urinary bladder was removed, then it's faithful. Now the question is, why? Alright, but that's a machlokes. That's a machlokes between the Rach, between the Rach and the Rabbah. So, Nitro Eil, Shavlad Munavo, Kshel, Nitro Shal Puchas, Shemene Yoraglayim Nikomi Miseichu, the urinary bladder, is straight for the Rach, the Rabbon Machshel, the Lezer, Hiski Madeni of the Rojdal, that is Kshel, that is Kshel. Why? Because Eilo Nulehisi, I'll tell you Shimon HaChamei. Unless the Mishnah or the Braise, does not mention that if the urinary bladder was removed, that among the things. What is that? What is that? That's straight. Why should we pray for it if the Mishnah, the Braise doesn't mention? Just one second. Turn to the things that Dr. Chet. So that explains the Sheet of the Rach. אבל מרדק את רבים שאו ניתלו שאו פוחה שאו כשאו נשאי הקוביץ שלו זהו יומי צא ועומק שאו לאו בני אסלו אם הוא מגול יאב מורד ושלישי תאולה סורה שאקספרים שאו פוחה קרום שעבלה מונה זה דיוק ולכם לפייר כאים גפני אונטניו דיו אי מתרפחת כי שאו פוחה סוי תשאו בטייסר כאו שאו פוחה סיינו דימוקים שעבלה מונה אבל ניקח כיסא שסר, אוי ניקח על פריף. זה יצלג רחשית. ומי שלו נרוסקה, לא ידישנה ולא ידמורה, שמו אהבה בכלל ניקו עדת. So this is, in other words, the view and the weather, according to the Rach, is included in the dark. Is included in the dark. But why does the Rosh, and all the Shemim, the Rabon, who are Machshir, in the urinary bladder was removed, so why do they equate it with Nitro Ein? What shall I say to that? if they say, I mean, if they say Bereshitei sins, the Mishnah, the Pesach doesn't mention it. So Meila Yocholayidim Atzeichem Olech Hachameinu. So then we should say that they do mention that. But why do they link it to Mikloei? What's the shaykes between the uterus and this? So that's called the Rosh Nagmore. That's the name. Mikloei shall. Tone, Kioei Mitach Bachas Yishal Puchet. Be shall put it. So in other words, so the ash means that Shalpuches can have reference to the uterus, and Shalpuches can also have reference to the urinary bladder. And when the Pesach says Yitachlachas Shalpuches, so it has reference to the Shalpuches that to the Shalpuches that designates the uterus. But the Rosh and the Chavon, they say no. In other words, the Braise is saying, is telling us, he tapachas, he shall puches. In other words, the same status that the womb has, so the urinary bladder has. So in other words, so the Braise itself makes an equation between these. Alright. Now, the Mechab. The Heim Oloim, Shemita Oloim Shabbat Munabo Kshir, the Koshki Nikab the Koshi. Now there is a Shite. The Yeish Machmiri, that's the Rekeach. The Yeish Machmiri Leesei, the Nikab of Nimuk. In other words, only the womb was taken out, but if it wasn't taken out, but if it was crushed, deteriorated, then it's more humble. That's also strange. Maybe a taste. Let's say, we got the spleen, so we had such a difference. In other words, that if the spleen was taken out completely, so then it's shale. Even the decay is strange. So the Gemara says, but here the Gemara doesn't say it, maybe a taste. All right. But there is such a shita. The Yesh Machmiri, Leesei of the Nikab Yimuk. Niklo Shal Puches Shemek, the Yesh Lahachmiri, Loi Yimuk Nesim Ruhu. Niklo Shal Puches Shemek Raglai, Niklo Nisei Chok Sheho, that's why he's strong it out. Niklo Shal Puches Shemek Raglai, Niklo Nisei Chok. Because Shal Puches can have reference to the uterus, and it can have reference to the urinary tract. So he says, Niklo Shal Puches Shemek Raglai, Niklo Nisei Chok Sheho, the Yesh is, that the shita is a rach and basic. Yehoche no glahakdu, apil v'nikah. So the minute is to be makdu, even if the urinary bladder was just perforated. All right. Now, so we'll leave it here. Now, so tomorrow you have to go over cinnamon bulb and cinnamon zion. But cinnamon zion, now cinnamon bulb, so we already learned on the Gemara of cinnamon bulb. We already learned that you should go over it again. And then cinnamon and Zion is based upon the Gemara that we didn't learn. I said from time to time, so we'll have to go over certain Gemara. Now, that means the Gemara, you have to. We have to go over the Gemara. First of all, we have to go over, even though we did go over, I think, the Mishnah in connection with Zephyr, so we went over the Mishnah. But you have to go over the Mishnah, that new Bobon Zayn. They will share the Zayn. They will share the Zayn. And then the Gemara turned it up on. And then Yotsu would say, Meom, Rashmur, Barabitzho, Moishon, Roshon, Zikar, Behem, Abu Zikar, Behem, Faith. In other words, that if the intestines came out, then it's not faith. But if the intestines, when they came out, they became twisted as a result of coming outside, the intestines became twisted, so then it's a faith. That's the more, eh? up to Nishtabu Raguel, the second line in Zion, from the Mishneh up to the second line Nishtabu Raguel, and there the Gemara that Munches on the base, it's impossible to understand. Simen and Zion, and I was going over very carefully the Gemara. Nan also, the Hemo Bala say that Munches on the base, after the stop, is the third stop in the Gemara. So there are two pshat. There is the pshat of Rashi and there is the pshat of the Rita. The basic machlokes. And you look up the Rambam. And then, after going over this Gemara, then, and the Rambam, the Rita and the Rambam, so then you will go over the Simen Menzayim and in the Tur and then in the Mechaber and in the Ramon. So for tomorrow we have to know Simen and Bob and Simen and Zad. Mikwa Adaki, great. Mikwa Adaki, great. In other words, if the intestines were perforated, then it's great. But in Lecha Shebohen says Mosol, Einon Simen, even though the Lecha in black said, so it's no spirit. Now that's a Gemara that we learned that new. The name of Jesus. The 11th line from the top. That new one without Tanya. The Chinda Mirai. Minayim shenikvo, gleiches es maso on cheo. That's Rabshim Gamliel, but we don't pass like Rabshim Gamliel. So Rabshim Gamliel says that even if there is an economic investment, but the leicho is his maso, so it means cheo. My leiche omar afkane, shirke bin maio, in nofak adab duchti. So that's the secretion that comes out and that covers it and there's a lot of pressure. So mainly it cures the neck. So then the Gemara says, Mira Habriya de Rababe, the Rababe, we learned that Gemara once. Umane Rabzeira, Bamu Habriya, Rabzeira, Rabzeira, Mane Rababe. The great Rabzeira, Rabbe, Hochom Rabbeichene, הלוך התרפשים גמילו בטריפה, והלוך התרפשים דיוב, הלוך התרפשים בטריפה עוד עמור, כרפשים דיוב הוא מעלית נתנן, כושרי שיום מרישי, בוא ממוקים קורת, מיני מועד, בוא ממוקים כוחי, מי לעצמי, וכם ואילך, אפילו בוא ממוקים קורת ולעצמי, רפשים אין, אין לי אפילו, אם השבי, בוא ממוקים קורת, מיני מועד, אומר, מה נו דוי, והוא יזכר ויזכר ואגמר לשוויץ מפולה דימורת תצור את אשכחת לרבה בדרי לרב חיר ברבה אומר לי אומר מה רבוח את נפשי למי לא בפרקת because it was a 50 that way that he said so אומר לי הו אין הלוח האמר את נפשי הו אין הלוח האמר שרפשי לבי אובו מי אומר לי תרוק למי דיפה רב חיר לא אומר הלוח את חיר לא אומר רבי חיר לא אומר הלוח ורב נחמן אומר אין הלוח ואין הלוח נאו תמורה פסק ואין הלוח את נפשי למי לא בפרקת והלוכה כרבשים אין ביובו ביום השמוע הלוכה גם הרבה כבר so we don't pass for like רבשים גמריאל we pass for like רבונון that's why the Torah says מיקווה דק עם רייפה ואפילו ריחה שבהם זה שמו סורים ישמין ואפילו דרוקי בן הרבה עד שיוכל להציע על יחד because even רבשים גמריאל will only say that it's chaos that it's naked it's cured in this specific situation when it's Luka ben Harbe but we don't pass for a Rav Shimon Gamliel. So it doesn't cure the naked, even if that secretion is Vuko Ben Har. Now, Now that you more also like that can test the base. Now before that, the Gemara says, "Oh my God!" So first we have to go over this Gemara. That can test some of the things. The memory of Omar. The 13th line from the top. Omar, Chaylev Toya says, Tommy Amy says, there are certain facts that is called Chaylev. And that's also how there is a misaccord. And there are certain fatty portions that line certain organs which are called shishumen, that is good. And there is a great similarity with that which is called chile, which comes with the misaccord, and that which is called shumen, that is utaligam. There is Buddha Yama. So sometimes we do, the Gemara uses the expression Chile regarding the Chile that is not there, and the expression Shumen regarding the fact that is Buddha. But sometimes the Gemara uses the expression Chile regarding both. But one is designated as Chile Tomei, that's Chile Mamesh, and one, the Shumen, is designated as Chile Tomei. Sometimes the Chile Tomei is designated by the expression Shumen, and sometimes by the expression Chilev Toi. So, Omar, Chilev Toi is Seisi, Shumen is Seisi, Tomei, but that which is real Chilev, ain't Seisi. Rav Sheishe Soma, Echotze Vechotze is Seisi. Now we pass through, like Rav, that Chilev Toi is Seisi, and Chilev Tomei is Seisi. So it doesn't depend upon the fact that one is also and one is nekev. At all, that's the question of tzias, whether it's pure nekev or not. It doesn't depend upon the nisa or the heker. But the tzias is, this is the coincidence. The tzias is that the shumen, the chilev toi, happens to be very hoduk to the organ that it likes. Mashenke, the chilev tomei is not so tight. It is not so tight on the organ that it serves as a lining. So that's the reason as why chilev tomei is sensei, because it's very tight, and chilev tomei is not very tight. So this is just a coincidental fact. It's not an essential thing. It's not because one is toil, that's why he says it, and one is stomach, it's not. It's not going to do that. It's just a coincidental fact, because the chilev toil happens to be very tight. Happens to be a very tight line, and the chilev toil is a relatively loose line. So melee, the one that is a tight line, you say, can serve as a cure on the neck of the organ, and the one that is a relatively loose, not firm tight line cannot cure the neck. So, Chayla Toya says, Tomei Yudhi says, Yerav Sheishe says, Echotze Vechotze says, Boi Rav Zeira, Chayla Chayo Mai, that cure now, the same Chayla that is also the behavior, so the chayot is muta. So the question is, how about the same chilek that the heimah is also, but the chayon smuta is the same thing or it's not the same? That's the whole achil of toyo same thing. By name toyo, or if you want me to be a habit, the high boy the habit, but a rabbi, by the boy, maybe the shor of achil, a duke, and maybe the shor of achil, a duke when you have it. I mean, what was the sublighter of the more? It's not the sublighter of the more words. It's not the sublighter of the more words that it depends upon the Isra and the Heter. Why? In order to cure the Neke, it has to be good about Hillel. I mean, that has to do with the Messias, whether he tightly blocks it or he loosely blocks it. So how could the more have a sublighter? That for the same reason that the Chayyar Toya. So every Chayyar, that in Behemoth would be done, but in higher sense, it's good about human genesis. How could there be such an outlier? The answer is that the same Chayyar, that in Behemoth would be mountain is a course, but in higher it's the terrace, but in higher, it's not as loose as it is in the Some mirror, seems it's more tight in higher than it is in the rainbow. So during the rainbow it's not easy because it's more loose. But in higher, where it's a little more tight, maybe it's tight enough to cure the naked or not. So the Gemara says no. So anyway, this is how we pass like that. The Chilek Toyo, same, Tomei same. Now the next piece of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Omer Abach. There's a sixth line from the Gemara. Chilek Boroso Kikeva, in the same. In other words, if the Chilek, even though the Chilek is a Chilek Toyo, but because you, so it is sense. Why the same thing? Because normally the Chilek Toyo is very tight lining. It's a very tight lining under organ, under particular organ. But suppose the Chilek Toyo happens to be aligned with the shape of the helmet, it came back. So if it's the shape of the helmet, it couldn't be a very tight lining under organ. If it's in the shape of the helmet. So melee, it's not changing. So what does the reference do? Amrelo chiten kakashet, that it is the lining, it's the chile that is a director, and the amrelo chavshelim, in other words, that's the chile, that's the epikavi, that is on the heart, the epikavi. Because both chile are not very tight on the particular oil. So in any way, it cannot be seen in the region. And with that, now we're doing the Rashi. Chidu di kakashi, chile shall call chile upon the hollow. That's the erection, Shekel and Tachi, also Kalkin Kalkin, King Chiki. The Nikvo, the Isi Chayla Saint Small, is the rector, is perforated, so, and that Chayla blocks it when the hand, with Chayla, who Krotin Akun and Mekeva, Rapshi can do it there, that's the Pikari, Shuman Aleni, also Mekeva is in the form of the helmet. These are the ones. מיקו עדק יצחיקו ואתורים שבהם ססמו סון אין הסכימה ואפילו יפוק בן הרבה עד שיחילו להציע עוד יעדך ויתן פס פרקת של גמריאל ואם חילתו יעשה ססמו סון כשאירו שכל חילתו יעשה יצאי טוב אין יעשה יצאי ויפס פרקת מהפרקת של שם חוץ מתחום של הלב זה זה פיקדיו יחיל אפשר קרקשתה and the rectum, shaft of the chain taken in the sixteen, because they are not very tight on the particular organ. The chayot chayot shechimek the tummy to the hemo, even though it's a little tight, but it's not as tight. It's not as it's not as tight. Is the chilek noyer in the behemo, so he says, Yotzu na, Yotzu hadakim lichutz, ve yibir behem, ve arziron treifo, apiu hem shleim, avo ve arziron ve yibir behem, is cheo. Now, you really don't remember whether we went over the Gemara, we did go over the Gemara in connection with Zephyr, but maybe we didn't go over the whole Gemara at that time. I don't remember whether we went over the whole Gemara. Now, the Mish, that we go on today, they will share the day, Mikva Agaveres, which is Mithiko, Mikso Chudal Dei Shabbat Shnei Tzei Sofrei, Mikva Mazete, it's also shared. So, if you just, Mikva Mazete, if the crop was just perforated, not removed, then the Mekame agrees that it's shared. But Rebbe Meir, not only Mika Bazefek is Chero, even Mika Bazefek, but on the Kameh holds, only Mika Bazefek is faithful. But Mika Bazefek, Mika Bazefek is faithful. Yotzu Meir over the Mikvu is also mentioned among the items that are sharing. If the benighting testes came outside, and then it's one equal, so it's Cheo. Mishtabu Dapeo is also, if the wings were fractured in the north and the south, or Mishtabu Dapeo, or maybe the Dapeo, that you may be a Mishtabu Dapeo, so in the name is Cheo. Alright, now, that tomorrow we went over one time and it's not our way. But then, you're talking here, אמר רב שמואל ברב יצחוק לא ישמעו אלו שלא יתרם. When we say that יוצא מן אלו and it looks unperforated, so it's שאלו אם they came out, they were pushed outside, but they're not twisted. But suppose they were pushed outside and they are twisted, so then it's like לא ישמעו שלא יתרם. If the same intestines that came outside, that were pushed outside, are twisted, are not in the proper order. It's twisted. So it's right. I believe your best friend. You see, who also by from the neck of the Rami Chepoa, who is Boko, Katie is the other. She left her Achas the head in Yochel Yichlis. Now, a certain surgeon who was known, not living anymore, Dr. Ginsberg, he was one of the outstanding abdominal surgeons. So he told me that the most difficult operation that he had in his life, some of which were successful, and many of which were not successful. In other words, when the surgeon says not successful, it means that the patient died shortly after the operation. That's what his surgeon calls unsuccessful. Because if the patient dies, let's say, a year later, he calls it a successful operation. So he said, so many of these operations were unsuccessful, so consisted of an operation of untwisted intestines. Twisted intestines represents a very serious condition. And even through surgery, so it's not so easy, you know, to obtain a recovery, full recovery for the patient. So this is the halacha that Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok said. Shloi shomo shloi yitrobeh. Avon yitrobeh treifor. But if the intestines that were pushed out are twisted, so then it's treifor. Yichsi huos chovaychon in neko. Milamei שבו הקדוש ברוך הוא כאילו לזרודו שיהיה באחס מהם אין לא חיליכים. And I think that again, this trifle of twisted investments is not mentioned in the retrospectives. So if you want, you can say it comes with ancient Nikvadaki, if you want, you can say it. But according to that, what the Nitzit says, so this could be explained not on the basis of the traces of our Hesonishim Sinai, but on the traces of Megalomus. That's why you mentioned the Possit, who was from Al-Hilineko, I mean, because the more mentioned Possit in the garbage, and for the interesting, the more than mentioned Possit. But in respect to this trifle, the more mentioned the Possit, who was from Al-Hilineko, the Ramei Chebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came in his Beodo, she never achas me'en, in Yochid. Alright. Yotra Adak Lechutz, Vihiga Behem, Ve'alziron Trefo, Apiru Eishlei, Avo Yalziron Velo Yiga Behem, Sheo. Kosa Parashbo, Apiru Lo Yotzu Vinitzu Pochen Trefo, Vichol Shenepo, Nineo En Yechilo Yechilo. In Hilo Yechitz. So the Rashbo says, and that's not a Kilo Bapashim. Because they are Shemim Wachim from Rashbo. But the Rashbo says, that when the Gemara says, Lo Yishon Lo Yishon Lo Yishon, Avon Hiter Ben Treifo, so that not only if it's both, if the intestines were pushed out, Rechutz, and then it's twisted, so then it's painful, even if they weren't pushed out. Suppose you opened up the abdomen of the Behemel Achashkote, and then you found that the intestines were twisted. It's also painful. There are some machine wahed. And we say that when we say that it's painful only if they were pushed out, if they were pushed out with the ring open, and then they were found to be twisted. So in such a case, it's painful. But suppose they weren't pushed outside, and you just opened up the behemoth, the abdomen of the behemoth, Achashchito, and you found the intestines twisted, so there it's not painful. Now, you see, if it is going to be explained on the basis, of the trespasses along the Sinai, because if it's listed, so it's like Nikvadaki, so then it's hard to explain the distinction between Yotz Lechutz, Vinepo, or not Yotz Lechutz, Molepshek, if the twisted kidneys is one of the trespasses of the Aloha Nishin Sinai, whatever the faith, whether it came out and twisted, or it can come out and twisted. It was found inside twisted. And inside twisted, Molefshah, the coming outside by itself is not found. Because if the coming outside would be marked, so if it's not twisted, the Mishnah mentions it. Yotzu Me'eo, the Renitmu, so it's Sheol. So the coming outside, the fact that the intestines were pushed outside to the anal opening, that in itself is not matrix, that's channel. And the twisted by itself is not matrix either. So what is it? It's the two together that is matrix. All right, you could explain it, but it wouldn't be stopped. However, if we explain it on the basis of metamorphosis, and here the more mentioned is the process, was from Al-Hilineko. So the Rami Chibar Abin Boko came in the order, she never achas in any Yochid Yichrei. So then we can understand it, in other words. So this is how those Hashemim were built and Rajbo. So he said, if it was pushed out to the inner open, and that means that before they came out, they had to push themselves, and that in itself caused such a twisting and such a twisting and such a conversion of the intestines in order to enable the intestines to come out, that then the behavior became reforms. But if the intestines became twisted inside, so then he does not necessarily have to entail such a serious twisting, because there can be all kinds of twisting. Any day there. One form of twisting and another form of twisting. After all, naturally the intestines come in the form of coils, you know, and it has to be the very peculiar arrangement. And when the intestines that are naturally in the form of coils, when they become pushed out to the inner opening, so that means that the intestines underwent a very serious twisting, not a mild twisting. So then it's a problem. But if the intestines are found twisted inside, so then it does not necessarily mean that they became twisted in a very serious case. I mean, why is it that many operations are unsuccessful, and some operations are successful? So it's not that in some situations the doctor was neglectful and in others not. Because I suppose that it all depends how twisted the intestines are. So if they are twisted in the very